Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dib Williams. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roy Mahaffey. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Roy Mahaffey. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jonah Goldman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Clint Brown. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Clint Brown. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop takes first base on ball four. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas bunts towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to second. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to third. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Goldman fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a pop-up towards short. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bishop reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dykes for the out. Williams moves to second. One out. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey strikes out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bishop for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Myatt for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-0 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. Cochran hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman hits a pop-up towards short. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox bunts towards third. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. Fox moves to third. Miller moves to second. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes is walked intentionally. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey is 0-for-1 in the game. Mahaffey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it and throws to second for the out. Fox scores. Miller moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-0, Athletics. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Porter moves to third. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodapp hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Porter tags and scores. Morgan tags and moves to third. One out. It's 3-1, Athletics. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a pop-up towards short. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morgan scores. It's 3-2, Athletics. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Sewell moves to second. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-1 in the game. Myatt hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-2 in the game. Cochran hits a line drive into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Fox hits a line drive into center field. Averill picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Averill. Simmons goes all the way around to score. Fox moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goldman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jameson moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Morgan hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-4, Indians. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dykes hits a pop-up towards short. Goldman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins pinch hits for Roy Mahaffey. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a line drive towards center. Averill catches it and throws to second to double up Williams. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Rommel now pitching. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-2 in the game. Myatt hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 0-for-2 in the game. Goldman hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-3 in the game. Cochran hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Cochran reaches second base with a double. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Simmons strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Porter is hit by the pitch. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Morgan hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Miller moves to second. Willis Hudlin now pitching. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dykes bunts towards first. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Hodapp covering, for the out. Miller moves to third. Williams moves to second. One out. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Miller scores. Williams scores. It's 6-5, Athletics. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a pop-up towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Averill strikes out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hodapp moves to second. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-3 in the game. Myatt takes first base on ball 4. Bibb Falk pinch hits for Jonah Goldman. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hodapp scores. Myatt moves to third. It's Athletics, 6, Indians, 6. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Cochran to Dykes. The throw back to home, and Myatt is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Montague now playing shortstop. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Simmons strikes out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Fox hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 8-6, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Seeds pinch hits for Willis Hudlin. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a pop-up towards short. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jamieson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamieson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jamieson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Porter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Porter reaches second base with a double. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Morgan strikes out. Cochran drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Morgan out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.